Are you ready to explore God's wild and wonderful world? Welcome to the Nat Theo Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Lynam. I'm a certified master naturalist, Bible teacher, and author, and I am so excited to dive into God's written word, the Bible, and his created world with you. Hey, listeners, we are doing something special today with a bonus episode, answering curious questions sent in by you listeners. Our team has been so thrilled to hear your curious and great questions about God's wild and wonderful world. This special episode is made possible by Christian Book, a resource my family loves and returns to time and again for biblical books and resources. If you are looking for reading or activity books, curriculum, science kits, crafts, toys, or gift ideas that spark wonder and reflect God's truth and goodness, Christian Book's online shop and print catalog are the perfect places to find them. So many times when I've been looking for just the right book or gift, I have found it at Christian Book. One way I love using Christian Book is looking through their online shop and catalog to find great, trusted books for my kids, especially novels with powerful and true messages for my older kids. Discover amazing and life-giving resources at christianbook.com or at the link in our show notes. So let's dive in. Here is our first question.
Hi. My name is Liam, and I am 8 years old. I live in Florida, and I've got a question for you. Why do sharks stick their fins above the water if they don't have to breathe air above the surface?
That is a great question, Liam. Why do sharks stick their fins out above the water if they don't have to breathe air above the surface? You are correct that since sharks are fish, they do not need to breathe air at the surface. They use their gills to collect oxygen from the water. Swimming at the surface actually has nothing to do with breathing. The fin on a shark's back is called a dorsal fin, and it helps the shark to stay steady when it swims, especially when it turns super fast. When a shark swims in shallow water, so water that is not very deep, its dorsal fin can stick out of the water. One reason a shark might swim up near the surface of the water is to hunt for fish. Some fish like to stay near the shore or hide by rocks or coral reefs, and the sharks can go there to catch them. When they're swimming in such shallow waters, their dorsal fin, it might come up out of the water. Sharks, including the black-tip reef shark, which is about 3 to 5 feet long, and the bull shark, which is up to 11 feet long, can both swim in shallow water. There are a few other reasons why sharks might come up near the surface of the water. Some species use land features, so things up above the water that can help them navigate, kind of like a map. Some species come up near the surface to court a female and find a mate. And some species even come up near the surface to shake off itchy parasites. So if someone happens to see a shark fin poking up above the water, it just means that the shark is swimming up near the surface. Thanks for your great question, Liam. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world, including his fascinating sharks. Here is our next question.
Hello, my name is Peter. I'm 8 years old and I live in Ontario. I want to know if humans can add magneta to cells.
That is a great question, Peter. Can humans add magnets to cells? On lesson 62, we learned about homing pigeons finding their way back home. And one theory as to how this works is that the homing pigeons have something called magnetite, a magnetic material inside their tiny cells. So this is a very interesting question. Could humans add magnets to their cells? I wonder if it would help us navigate, kind of like the homing pigeon, instead of using a GPS or Siri. It ends up that in a small way, magnetic material can be added to humans' bodies, but for a different reason than navigation. Researchers and scientists can add tiny magnetic particles or small pieces to cells in a person's body. These tiny pieces are made from iron, which is a kind of metal. When you put a magnet near it, the iron can move, stick, or even show up in pictures or scans from a human body. Have you ever played with a magnet? Maybe you pretended to fish using a magnet on a string and caught a metal paperclip fish. Or maybe you saw your parent use a magnet tool to pick up a tiny screw. When my husband worked as a roofer, after putting a new roof on a house, his team would use big magnets to kind of sweep the driveway and yard to pick up any stray nails. Just like that, doctors can use magnets to move tiny things in our bodies. This special science helps us learn more about the body, and it might lead to technologies that help people heal faster. One day, it might even help doctors remove bad or sick cells without needing to do surgery. Thanks for your great question, Peter. Stay curious about God's wild and wonderful world, including his incredible designs in the human body and in magnetic materials. Here is our next question.
My name is Emma. I'm 5 years old. I live in Minnesota, and my question is, do animals ever get bruises?
What a great question, Emma. Do animals ever get bruises? Getting a bruise is certainly not fun, and it's interesting to wonder if that happens to animals. When you bump your arm or fall down, you might get a bruise. A bruise happens when tiny blood vessels under your skin break. The blood leaks out of those vessels and makes your skin change colors. In humans, the bruise normally starts off as a red or bluish purple. As the bruise heals, it will turn green and then yellowish brown before it goes away. Animals in the wild that have blood vessels can bruise. When an animal is attacked or falls, they can receive bruises that are painful. We often don't see bruises on animals because their skin is covered by fur or feathers. It's easier to notice an injured animal that is limping or bleeding than one that has a hidden bruise beneath fur or feathers. Some animals cannot get bruises. These are animals that don't have blood vessels. That includes insects, spiders, mollusks, jellyfish, sponges, and starfish. Thanks for your great question, Emma. Keep exploring God's wild and wonderful designs and how he created creatures to heal and stay safe. Here is our next question.
My name is Joseph. I am 7 years old. I live in Texas. What I want to ask is why mammals are the only ones that have fur?
That's a wonderful question, Joseph. Why are mammals the only animals with fur? When God created all of the animals, he gave fur to animals that would need it to stay warm or cool. Fur is very good at acting as a layer of insulation to protect against the outdoor temperatures. When it's cold outside, fur helps to trap heat in. And then when it's hot outside, fur helps to keep heat out. Mammals are warm-blooded animals. This means that they can regulate or kind of change their body temperature. This is called thermoregulation. They can create heat from the food that they eat. Mammals are able to live in environments that other animals, such as amphibians and reptiles, would find too difficult to survive in. Fur is also good camouflage, helping an animal to blend in and visually kind of disappear in their environment so that they can stay safe from predators. Fur can help them blend in with soil, grass, trees, snow, and rocks so that they can go unnoticed. Scientists put animals with fur into a special group called mammals because they have a lot in common. But not all animals need fur. God made each animal just right and with what it needs. A furry snake would have trouble climbing a tree, and a furry frog would not swim very well. God gave each one the perfect body for where it lives and what it needs to do. Thanks for your great question, Joseph. Stay curious about God's amazing creatures, including mammals. Here is our next question.
Hello, my name's Carrie, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm from Philadelphia. And I want to know, how do octopuses give birth?
That is a great question, Carrie. How do octopuses give birth? Female octopuses give birth by laying eggs, and this only happens once in her lifetime. She will lay thousands of eggs and will kind of braid them into a hanging curtain called a festoon. She works very hard to keep her eggs safe and clean. She will squirt water on them to wash away any bacteria and to give them fresh oxygen. This helps the baby octopuses inside the eggs stay safe and grow. After the mama lays her eggs, she stays with them all the time. She does not even leave to eat. She wants to protect her babies from any danger. As she takes care of her eggs, the mama octopus gets weaker and weaker, and she dies right before or shortly after the baby octopuses hatch from the eggs. This is sad, of course, but it's also amazing to see such incredible care that the mother octopus gives to her babies. There is an octopus that prefers to protect her babies while moving through the ocean. This octopus is called the paper nautilus. She will lay her eggs inside a shell and then cover the eggs with her body. She will use her siphon to pump air into the shell, making it light enough to float. Isn't that amazing? Thanks for your great question, Carrie. Stay curious about God's amazing octopuses and other ocean creatures. Maybe take a listen to lessons 63 or 64 on Nat Theo to learn more about octopuses. All right, one more curious question for today.
Hi, my name is Finley. I am 8 years old and I live in Alabama. I would like to know, how do owls turn their head all the way around?
That is a great question, Finley. How do owls turn their heads all the way around? Owls have eyes that do not move like ours, so they have to turn their whole head to look around. God designed owls with a whole lot of neck bones, around twice as many as humans have. These bones help owls twist their heads without getting hurt. An owl can turn its head almost, but not quite, all the way around, about 270 degrees, which is almost a full circle. Owls have a special neck that connects to their head in a way that lets it spin more easily. You see, people's necks don't turn as far because our bones are made in such a way to protect us from hurting our necks. Owls also have special blood vessels called arteries that are different from ours. Their arteries go through big holes and can move and stretch without stopping the blood flow. Some of their arteries even cross, like the shape of an X, so that if one slows down, the other one keeps the blood flowing. All of these amazing parts, the special bones and stretchy arteries, help owls see everything around them so that they can catch food or stay safe even in the dark. God designed owls' necks very well to turn their heads and see everything around them and to hunt efficiently. Thanks for your great question, Finley. Keep learning about God's amazing owls. Listeners, I love hearing what you are curious about in God's wild and wonderful world. God gave you curiosity for a reason. Your curiosity can lead you to amazing discoveries about who God is and about the wonders in His creation. Job 37:14 says, "Stop and consider the wondrous works of God." That's exactly what we do every time we step outside and learn about God's creatures and plants and amazing wonders in nature. From shark fins to cells and magnetic materials to animal bruises and fur, to octopus babies and an owl's incredible neck, we see God's fingerprints all throughout nature. He is a wise and wonderful creator, so let's keep seeking Him out in His wild and wonderful world. A huge thank you to Christian Book for making this special episode possible. Listeners, we love hearing your curious questions and want to encourage you to keep following your God-given curiosity and seeking God's truth and goodness. Head over to christianbook.com or the link in our show notes to discover new books, science kits, nature study resources, and other great materials to inspire you as you adventure in God's wild and wonderful world. If you enjoyed this special bonus episode, please take a moment to send it to a friend and subscribe, rate, and review Nat Theo wherever you listen. Until next time, keep exploring God's wild and wonderful world. We are all alone.